But as the banks and the bank system is not working anymore and not so reliable as it was before, people also start to understand that something needs to be done, and they are looking for alternatives what they can do in the future. And in the farm, New Rajadhani started a project. We call it Eco Valley Project, and this project translates our values into the modern society and modern language. And we made a short video, 13-minute video, and it went on national TV. So I would like to show it to you first, and I will speak a little bit after. This project presents the principles of Dharmashram practice. So, because Dharmashram can be really that theoretical for a newcomer, but if you show how we live according to Dharmashram principles, then that also has a lot of understanding this. I will speak about later, but on Wednesday we will have a meeting in New Rotterdam, where 7 universities will come, the head of the universities, and we will sign an agreement with them. And we'll speak about this later. So, but we can, if we can show this presentation to them, then this is, we can be present at the scientific level also. And become an authority on ecological thinking and living. On Wednesday we will have this meeting where we will discuss that we can teach this science in universities also, and they will participate in researches. And this new Eco Valley project is a new phase for preaching, you know, because we always try to find new ways, everybody is trying to find these new ways, and because this is a very relevant and very topical now, then it can have very much a preaching. And it's going to be in the mainstream and leader of the society on another level also. And the results, when we started this, we met many people, many high official politicians, educational institutions, and one specific thing that we have this cooperation agreement with 7 universities. And this agreement consists, you know, that students can write their diploma and PhD work, topic and thesis writing, educational and practical fieldwork training, so students can come from these universities and they can see and practice what we do there. And we can go to these universities and make public programs, we call it ecology clubs, where we can propagate the results of this research, and we can do continuous workshop on climate change and other crises. So I think this is a big result, and they are very enthusiastic, although they know that we are devotees, but still, because we are very developed with this field, then they are very enthusiastic to work with us. And in this meeting, 150 students will also come from these places. They are starting buses from all over the places, because these are different cities in Hungary, and they come and we will have this program for them. So this is one part of the presentation, and there is another point also that probably many devotees remember or saw this Origins magazine, which is the scientific approach. It shows us how Krishna consciousness relates to science, and this is a very good presentation on a specific topic. And this magazine helped our preaching very much, established scientific preaching amongst the devotees also, and many copies were distributed in the last, I don't know, maybe 20 years. So it's a very, it has a long history, but it's still available. So the idea came up to make an Oko version of the Origins, and we have a magazine in Hungary, and we already made one, and I have a few copies here. You can just see it, although it's in Hungarian, but I think you can see something. You can just give around after you saw it. just came out from the printer before I came to this meeting. 60 pages, and this is the special issue of the Back to Godhead magazine in Hungarian. And so the idea is to make a topical magazine like Ecological Science. And so this Eco magazine, a magazine about Krishna conscious ecological alternative. I showed this magazine to you, you can see it. This is mainly about New Vraja Dam, but the idea is to make this magazine internationalized or Europeanized, so you know all the farms can participate in it, you know. We can be a little not just for going also just presenting one country, but the ISKCON farm communities. And this will be a BBT published, so if you agree with this idea, then I can contact Brahmamurta Prabhu and we can make this. It will be a BTG special issue, because in Hungary every year we distribute about 60,000 Back to Godhead magazine, and this magazine is a special issue of that. I can show you some pictures, so you can see in the magazines, but these are some sample pages, you know what we have. These are in Hungarian. We also give the theoretical answers and also practical information. Co-protection and all other things that we want to present there. Okay, so here's a proposal also. That I propose that we publish a special issue as BTG about, you know, like the origin, but this is about ecological science, to print it in 10,000 copies. Just a few more details, that the BBT price would be about 3 to 350 euros, but we try to cut the price as much as we can. We have a group of devotees who made these magazines also. Then we can coordinate this project. And I spoke with the UK leaders, most of them. I could not speak with them all, but it seems that they are very enthusiastic for this project. And so I think, I don't know, what do you think about this? So is it relevant? Do we need such thing, this magazine, or it's not so much? I don't know if you can say a few words about that or ask questions about that. I don't know, Maharaj, you want to speak now a little bit?
Because Prabhu informed me the time is drawing to a close, so just a few words. Just to make this clear, as the proposal is that what you see being passed around, this is a magazine that we publish for Hungary, and it features New Vraja Dam. The idea here being is that to make a international version, which would be suitable worldwide, of the same ideas, what Origins did, the same type of work and service that Origins did, but this would be to present the our ideas on sustainability, on ecology, and how Krishna consciousness has answers to that. Srila Prabhupada wanted us to give answers in the scientific field. What are our answers about global warming, about overpopulation, about feeding the world, about the melting of ice caps and so on, and you know, all of these questions. So in my my experience, this, when Manoram Prabhu mentioned that Eco Valley started 2 years ago, that doesn't mean New Vraja Dam, that means we're using this name, we're packaging Krishna Valley, and rather than using, everyone in Hungary knows Krishna Valley, but rather than using that, we're using this terminology of ecology and sustainability, which more or less in English terms, new terms, means Varnashram. It's just how Krishna lived, natural lifestyle. But Varnashram, you know, doesn't mean anything to the stranger to Krishna consciousness, but everyone is into this. And it's a real new way to actually come out, step forward. We're really fortunate in that sense that there are so many devotees, capable devotees in Hungary who are both the other devotees outside and leaders outside of New Brajadam, as well as the devotees who live there, that they're making significant inroads, both in terms of practically doing it and in terms of making it a preaching venture. You said you were going to talk more about these universities?
No, that was all.
That was all. Just because it may have not come across. These universities are coming at the present time on Wednesday from around the country. They teach sustainability and ecology, but that's all they do. They teach it, but they don't have it going on anywhere. So despite the fact that we happen to be, in some people's minds, a sect, very few people's minds are taught, but generally they're accepting that we're doing what they're talking about and what they're teaching. So they're, and despite the fact that in order to stay in Krishna Valley, New Brajadam, people are going to have to come to morning program and they recognize that they're living with Hare Krishnas, there will be accreditation given. And it will be mandatory for some of these university courses for university students to come and live in Krishna Valley. One university said they wanted to send 10 students, and we don't exactly have accommodation for the present. But they also realized that ecology, at least we're presenting that, and sort of my line of preaching, that ecology is not going to work just by changing how you live, just by trying to, you know, stop the global warming. It requires a change of consciousness. And interestingly enough, these people, these university professors, some of these people who are really die-hard materialists, evolutionists, they understand this, that it's not just going to be what you do, but it's what you are that really determines the natural lifestyle. Just in closing, if we're trying to offer Krishna Valley as a resource that any devotees who think that we could be of some value or some help, either in sending devotees there to learn or exchange with us or teach any type of arts of agriculture, cow protection, self-sufficiency and lifestyle, we're the Hungarian Raj is really pouring a lot into New Brajadam. It isn't happening by itself. It really is happening with the support of the other presidents and leaders. And if we can be of help in any way to the rest of community development as well as farm development in Europe, this is one way. It's not the only way, no doubt. But certainly by interaction and sharing, we can really sort of really get far along in making both lifestyle change and also a new approach in preaching in Europe. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much.
I think it's safe to say that we're happy that Hungary is in Europe and you know, not South America or North America or somewhere else. Titania, real short comment, because we've already eaten into the time of the next presentation, so we want to close. We're not really having a discussion, but if you, just so you put your hand up, so we'll allow you, but nobody else.
So I'm just fearing that we can be seen as one of these new, or many environmental help groups, and I think maybe one more of this. I think this is very relevant in Hungary, that they really have such a presence. But if I should present such a magazine in Denmark, I fear that they would be seen as hypocrites because we don't have anything.
Well, then either you don't buy any magazines or you get a farm project together.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what can we do? Thanks, Chaitanya Prabhu. Okay, now I'd like to invite Vishwambar Prabhu.
Vishwambar, can I just one question that if devotees agree with this idea to publish this magazine, who are favorable about that, just one vote or something.
Okay, Vishwambar, you don't mind to take for this to go then? Okay. Okay, so Manohar is in a predicament where to publish it in English it has to be translated, etc. And to go to all that effort, he would need to know that there are a certain amount of devotees who yatras who would pre-book a certain quantity. I think the minimum quantity.
We can discuss the details later. I was asking if devotees are favorable to this idea, and then we can discuss with them the details.
Okay. Later. Okay.